This is New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia, the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians.
Write our dreams down, future road.
Hello, I'm Vaughan Bennison, and welcome once again to New Horizons. This week we continue our series on My Aged Care. We're going to talk to some participants in the My Aged Care program and see what they have to say about how the program works for them. We're talking to Pearl and Peter Sumner from Victoria. Pearl and Peter, why don't you start by telling us about yourselves?
I came out from Scotland when I was 8 years old, went to the Blind Institute, and my husband and I subsequently started an aid and development organisation. We were quite active in BCA concerns for a number of years. And so today I'm doing a little bit of counselling work and enjoying my garden, and Pete and I both have guide dogs, so that's basically who I am.
Well, I lost my sight at the age of 19 through a working bee accident, and after rehabilitation I worked for a little while as a social welfare officer with one of the blindness agencies, and then, as Pearl mentioned, we founded an organisation which today is working in about 80 different developing countries, and I enjoy studying philosophy and working in the garden, and as Pearl said, we enjoy our guide dogs too very much.
And Peter, you were just telling me before we started that you were quite heavily involved in the initial stages of the RPH development.
That's right, yes, it was very exciting when the government offered a couple of channels or wave bands for community radio. It started off with having a bit of space on a community radio station, as you know. Yes, it was really exciting times, and I had the privilege of doing a few programs at the outset too.
And you're both involved in the My Aged Care program. How did that come about?
Well, about 3 years ago we came back from living in Fremantle and set up house here in Melbourne, and we got involved with our local council and were getting some of their age and disability care services, and they were great in terms of looking after like house cleaning and so on. The costs were quite low. But when we wanted anything else done, things really got very expensive. Being a client of the council, it didn't make much room to move in terms of having to dip into our precious savings to do these kind of home improvements. And it was mentioned to us that may be helpful for us to learn about the My Aged Care package, and that Vision Australia were set up to receive clients. And so we started investigating that. The vision that Vision Australia had was really compatible with what we needed in terms of understanding our needs and making the resources that become available through the My Aged Care package, making them adaptable to our particular situation. And for us, as a blind couple, we felt that going with the My Aged Care package, even though we had to pay a bit more on a daily basis than we were paying to our local council, at least we didn't have to fork out $2,500 to have, you know, have an extra rail put in or something like that.
One of the things that Lynn Davis mentioned last week when I interviewed her was that information about My Aged Care is very difficult to come by. How did you find the information that you needed?
Our main source really has been our case manager, And I was speaking to her only a few days ago, trying to get clarification on a number of things. And it would seem that Vision Australia is still in the process of defining and exploring a lot of areas and the implications in working out all sorts of things. But most of this stuff is all actually word of mouth. There's hardly any documentation on it yet.
Are there any areas where you found that the My Aged Care program differs greatly from the NDIS?
Yes, there's one area that concerns us, being guide dog owners. Now, when you join NDIS as a blind person, or particularly a guide dog owner and user, the cost of having the dog, training with the dog, maintaining the dog, and the veterinary fees, etc., for the dog's health are all taken care of by NDIS up until the age of 65. But after that, you don't qualify. So it means that blind people like ourselves, who are over the age of 65, don't get any financial support or assistance for maintaining our guide dogs, which are fairly significant, not only the food and daily upkeep, but of course, veterinary fees are enormous these days, and hundreds of dollars just for one visit sometimes, just to get checkups and usual inoculations and so on. So all that has to come out of our pension and meager savings, and is not covered in any way so far, so we're told, by our aged care package. So that's something we feel is quite unfair and needs to be addressed. And we are told that certain people are looking into it, but we've heard nothing further so far. But it is quite a burden, as you can imagine, Boy.
Say if you needed an OT to come out, which we have had to have a couple of visits. And the thing is that when you're on HCCP, I think it was $130 for the visit of the OT, whereas if you're on NDIS, or for people who don't belong to any of the packages, they're not charged at all. But at the same time, it's a burden for us, because we get, I think it's $250 a week discretionary spend on our package, of which quite a lot goes on our home care. And so sometimes you're running a really fine line on what you can spend on and what you can't. To balance it up, I think I'd like to say, for example, that having being a client of a disability agency, we feel is gives you a wonderful foot in. Our case manager is a vision impaired person herself. She's able to readily identify with stuff. Now, we had some accrued funds in our package that they were able to use to help me to get a treadmill, walking machine that works by buttons. It's not all by screens and all that, so that I was able to get walking again and, get my life back.
I'm assuming that you're responsible for how much is spent on your package, or is that the responsibility of your case manager?
You're always the one that's in control of your package. They don't force anything on you. There are four levels in the packages, and you do a bit of an assessment at the beginning to find out at what level you are. We're at level two, and all these levels are calibrated. Like, we get this $230, whatever it is, to spend a week, and we put in 40, I think it's 40 $5 or something like that. And so there's that discretionary thing, and we are the ones that decide what we will spend it on.
Even the time of your case manager, that is worked out at a certain rate, which is deducted from your total package, so that if you take up an hour of your case manager's time,
$88 an hour,
you know, getting her to explain something to you or trying to work something out, you're conscious of the fact that it's costing you even to ask the question, you know. So you're you become very circumspect about...
Even sending an email or something, you know, like $1.45 a minute, you're conscious of that all the time.
And I assume that there's nothing stopping you going with other service providers should they meet your needs?
Oh, no, you're quite free to, you know, and it would be much the same, I would say, in their case as well. I mean, it's just that so many agencies now are under severe financial constraints. They have to introduce these measures. I'm not saying that they are being vicious or vindictive or anything like that. It's more a matter of necessity for many of them. But it really does change the nature of the relationship significantly, you know.
At the same time, out of your package, you're paying a 30% administration fee for them to do that sort of the bookkeeping.
And whether you use their services or not.
Yeah. That comes out.
The 30% of the package goes for administration.
Is that on top of the fees for dealing with emails and?
That's right. Wow. On top of that.
Okay.
And that there are certain mandatory things, like we had to have a mandatory review of our care plan the end of last year. We thought we didn't need it because nothing's kind of changed in our, you know, from our perspective, but it is a mandatory thing. That little visit, that was $176 for us. Overall, we feel that we've had quite a lot of benefit from it. Mm-hmm. There certainly needs to be more advocacy and movement around pointing out the inequity of the system as it stands at the moment of the HCCP. The fact is that when you're a blind person, so many areas where you need support, and it's not only because you're getting older, it's as a result of the fact that you can't see very well. I feel that it would be helpful for people who are feeling interested or anxious about when they reach the age of 65, how they're going to manage.
Peter and Pearl Sumner, both of whom are blind, living in Victoria and participants in the My Aged Care program. Just before we finish up this week, let me remind you of the New Horizons feedback address, new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. I look forward to receiving your feedback. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Once again, thanks for joining us. See you next week. To contact Blind Citizens Australia about this program or any other issue, call 1-800-033-660. That's 1-800-033-660. Or email bca@bca.org.au. This program is also available on the website at bca.org.au.